This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. RTD's board of directors will not vote tonight on a controversial rule change that advocates say targets homeless people. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The rule change would ban passengers from riding indefinitely after their fares expire. But RTD board leaders have postponed a vote on the change. That's after pushback from nonprofits that serve people experiencing homelessness. And after the shooting death of the son of RTD's chief of police, himself a police officer in Philadelphia, the board will now vote on the rule change in June, after collecting more public feedback. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A snowboarder lost Sunday was found near a Nederland Road Monday night. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office says the 50-year-old had been out in the wilderness for over 24 hours. He was later evaluated for hypothermia and released. Coloradans who were incarcerated would earn time off on their sentence by pursuing higher education. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on the bill making its way through the legislature.
People with nonviolent felony offenses would get 1 year of earned time for completing a bachelor's or associate's degree and 6 months for a certificate of 30 credit hours. They'd get 18 months of earned time for a master's degree and 2 years for a doctorate. Right now, offenders can reduce sentences through work, training, group living, and counseling. Research shows education while in prison is one of the most efficient and cost-effective ways to reduce recidivism. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Find more news online at cpr.org. It's 7:06.